from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, it's a little bit awkward, thick lie. As Johnson said, had to land it short.
Oh. Did we mention he's on a roll? A couple of major wins this summer. Now, an opening birdie from a tough spot.
Olympic golf is underway. Wyndham Clark back on track also after a rough start. Is golf an event where we're watching and thinking, USA? USA. The Ryder Cup, we do that.
The Ryder Cup, we do it.
And when Scotty Scheffler goes out and makes a putt to win the tournament, don't you feel like Scotty Scheffler won the gold?
Yeah.
The patriotism of the golf feels like it might not be as high as, I don't know, gymnastics? Or is it all the same?
I would say, I think the fact that it's an individual event makes it different.
So is the all-around competition in gymnastics, but if an American wins that.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the patriotic rankings of the Olympic sports. What's the most patriotic Olympic sport? What's the one we care about the most?
We care about swimming the most. No?
I don't know.
Basketball?
No. Yeah, but basketball is a, if you don't win it, you're losers.
Like, right.
You better win that.
Basketball is, if you win by only one point, it's what is happening. What, this team is collapsing. What's the U.S.'s most, what's the most patriotic sport? It's not going to be golf, I don't think. Swimming or gymnastics feel like two at the top of the list for me, but am I only doing that because they're just the most popular? And wouldn't they be the most popular?
They're the most Olympics-y, because you don't, right? You don't watch,
yes,
necessarily. It's not like,
Olympics-y.
It's,
yeah,
not like swimming is mainstream,
right,
outside of the
Olympics. But when you think of Simone Biles, when you think of Michael Phelps, what do you think of? You think of the Olympics. When you,
yeah,
think of LeBron James,
you think of the
you don't think of the Olympics.
The Cavs, right.
Yeah.
Track is up there, the 100-meter dash.
Yeah.
Anyway, just a thought. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe from St. John Fisher. We'll talk to Sal next hour. They're off yesterday. They're back to it today.
I have a quick thought on you're on this. Turnovers don't actually matter.
Well,
in a way.
Punts are turnovers.
Punts are turnovers.
And then that significantly limits how much you think about turnovers and increases how much you think about punts.
I just want to add the simplest form of context possible to the graphic that you are likely to see 10 more times this season on broadcast, which is what? That Josh Allen has the most turnovers in the NFL since whatever, right?
Yep.
We see it every year. And he has this reputation of the guy can't stop turning the ball over.
Can I interject one thing?
Go ahead.
Is that what is keeping him potentially underrated in the NFL top 100?
I think maybe.
Because NFL players, of course, their entire lives, every football player, turnovers.
Got to win the turnover battle.
And
right?
If you lead the league in turnovers, then a player that's choosing between Lamar and Allen and Mahomes and Allen is going to dock Allen a little bit because he turns the ball over. Is that what you're going for?
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. But I don't even know how true it is in the first place. Like, again, the simplest form of context is, can I just do it by percentage rather than just count? Can I do it by percentage? Allen, since 2020, it's the right time period for him, for me, always, because that's when he became the quarterback that he is today. 2020. Though in the last, so that's the last four seasons, you want to know where he ranks in interception percentage? And this is like minimum 500 attempts. You want to know where he ranks? 16th. His percentage for interceptions, 2.4. Matthew Stafford, 2.4. Lamar Jackson, 2.3. Tua, 2.3. Tua doesn't have a reputation for turning the ball over, but if you gave, again, it's just by attempts. Allen, on his amount of attempts, 2,364. You don't even know that number.
Okay.
But on his amount of attempts, how many picks does he have? 57. If Tua maintain the same percentage that he has and threw the ball as much as Josh Allen, how many picks would he have? 54. 57, 54.
Well,
Stafford would be the exact same. Jackson would be only 2-3 off. Like, he throws the ball a lot. It's part of the reason he turns the ball over so much. He's not here. You know, Jalen Hurts, 2.2. Jordan Love, Dak Prescott, you know, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray. These are all guys that are, like, right next to Allen when it comes to interception percentage.
Okay. The stat without whatever. He has the most fumbles in the NFL in the last 5 years.
Okay.
So, like, you know, turnovers are fumbles and picks.
Is that right still that he has the most fumbles?
In the last 5 years, Josh Allen has the most fumbles.
All right.
Not the most lost fumbles.
Right, which is usually more about luck, though, right?
That's Daniel Jones.
The other part about the picks,
but he's second.
That's good. That's fair. The other thing about the picks, and I've brought this up, that Allen, not to jinx him, I believe, this was tough to look up, but I think I have it. I had it at the end of last season. He has the longest streak of not throwing a pick six in the NFL. In that time, like, where his picks are thrown do matter a lot.
Yes.
And in those 4 years that I just went through, 2020 to 2023, Allen does not have a pick six. Stafford has 10. Matthew Stafford has 10. Derek Carr has 8. Prescott has 5. Tua has 4. Allen hasn't thrown a pick six. All of them are down the field.
He hasn't thrown in his career.
Is that right? Is that right? He hasn't done it in his career?
I can't think of one.
Did he do it in his rookie year, maybe? But again, like, he's thrown 57 picks. Matthew Stafford's thrown 46 picks. But 10 of those went back for touchdowns. Which would you rather have? It's not even close. You'd rather give me 10 extra picks on also, by the way, like 1,000 more attempts. And because Allen chucks the ball deep so often, like, and remember in the finale against Miami? I was watching the highlights of that game the other day, which is why I can remember it so well. Miami, he had, I think right when Twitter started going, oh, here's a Josh Allen game, he did throw that pick in the first drive in the red zone. That wasn't good. And he lost the ball to Christian Wilkins on a fumble. That wasn't good either. One of the other picks he had in that game, where I think it was his second pick and everyone's like, oh, here we go, Josh Allen turnover machine, was a 4th-and-3 from midfield where they went for it. The play was breaking down. Allen had no play, so what did he do? He launched the ball 50 yards into the end zone and there was nobody near him. And what happened? A Dolphin caught it and it went back to the 25. It was the equivalent of a 30-yard punt.
Right, it's an arm punt.
And that's not every pick, I know, but yeah, the math on the percentage of the picks and where the picks happen. The fumbles, right? I can't absolve the picks with the fumbles with this, but the interceptions are just not. They're not killing the Bills.
Yeah.
They're not killing the Bills.
I think Allen has one career pick six that I found.
Okay.
Rashad Jones of the Dolphins in 2018.
So that would be his rookie year?
Yep.
Okay. So he hasn't thrown a pick six since his rookie
year. If that's how long the streak is, I tried to find any.
Yeah.
I found Rashad Jones, week 17, pick six.
Yeah.
Stafford has 10. I did not know that.
Stafford has 10 pick sixes. Stafford led the league in interceptions and won the Super Bowl with the Rams. It's 17 that year. So tell me again how – I mean, he didn't have a winning record that year, but Jameis Winston threw more interceptions in the modern era than anybody we've ever seen. He threw 30 picks. What was his record? 7-9.
And he threw 30 touchdowns, 30 picks.
Right. He threw more picks than we've ever seen. He was almost 500.
Yeah, the fumbles are – you know, as we do all this, I worry about the fumbles and not the picks.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Is that –
That's fine.
Is that fair?
Yes.
Interceptions are going to happen. You throw the ball a lot. It's going to happen. I hope the Bills aren't thinking about throwing it less because of interceptions. Every once in a while, he has a game where he gets a little sideways. But even when he does, they don't lose by a lot. Like Josh Allen, when's the last time he threw them out of a game? Which quarterbacks will do? You know, you have a bad day.
Maybe the Jet opener last year.
They lost in overtime on a punt return.
I know.
They didn't throw him out of the game.
But Zach Wilson was the quarterback.
He kept the Jets in the game, but the Bills were not out of it. It's not like your quarterback went out there and played so badly you couldn't win. It's part of the frustration sometimes. It's, you know, after a game like that, he'll say, and he's done this before, I'm the reason we lost.
Yeah.
But you know what? That might be a fair way to say, why is Allen, if you think he is underrated by the players, why is that? Maybe it's because of the interceptions. Maybe it's because of the fumbles. Listen, I know he's one of the best players in the league, but I got to dock him a little bit if I'm a player.
All right.
Because as a player, I'm taught that that's super important.
Here's the fumbles, by the way. The fumbles. Can I go to 2020? Is that fair? Can I start at 2020 with him?
Sure.
Justin Fields is the only one in the league with more. Allen is 37. Fields has 38. But even the fumbles, you know, he might have more, but is it that different? Allen is 37. Kyler, 37. Hurts, 36. Carr, 35. Cousins, 35. Lawrence, 33. Jackson, 32. Mayfield, 31. Tua, 29. Like, okay, he has the most. Is it that? It's not double what a lot of these other guys are doing. It's double what Mahomes is doing. Actually, Mahomes has 24. But it's still more. So is he turning the ball over? He's turning the ball over more than Mahomes is. But it's not. It's not like it's drastically higher than these other teams. I just don't – I hate the argument that you hear once in a while, and it's not as, you know, prevalent as it once was, but that his turnovers are the thing that are keeping the Bills from winning the Super Bowl. Just, what's their record?
Yeah.
What is their record? Tell me again how important turnovers are when Allen's record is what it is and he turns the ball over as much as anybody in the league.
C.J. Mosley had a pick six on Allen in week one in 2019, but that was off of Beasley's hands.
Okay. That would be the last one, though?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike, for tweeting that in. It is kind of funny, though. Stafford has 10. Here we are with Josh Allen's career thinking – does anybody remember them? And
10 pick sixes just in the last 4 years, by the way,
yeah,
for Stafford. Yeah, he had – this was as of December 10th, so I could try to update it. I'd have to find who the guys were ahead of him. But as of December 10th, Allen had the fourth longest streak in NFL history of pass attempts without a pick six. Fourth longest in history.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He has the longest active streak in the league. 1,000 more attempts than who's in second place. You want to know who's in second place? The current Bills backup quarterback, by the way. Mitch Trubisky. That's who second is. Longest streak without a pick six. Mahomes had one on Christmas. Actually, maybe he had two on Christmas, didn't he?
Against the Raiders?
Against the Raiders. There's at least one.
Yeah.
It's the only reason the Raiders were in that game. Won that game.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Football tonight, Hall of Fame game. This game's come a long way.
Will you watch the whole thing?
No.
Should it take as long as a normal game? Will it? Because they're going to do all the same commercial stuff they normally do?
They're going to do what they do, right? It's Buck and Aikman.
There also would be Hall of Fame ceremonies that would offset, even if it is shorter, right?
I'm going to tune in so I get my first taste of a rules analyst this year. You know, just warm myself up.
We need to find out who that is, right? Because
ESPN,
John Perry is here now.
He works for the Bills. So yeah, listen, as they say, Joe, it's preseason for everybody. That means when we get the rules analyst on the screen, I got to complain about it. And I just got to make sure, you know, I'm loose. I'm ready to complain about the existence of a rules analyst on the broadcast.
Yep.
Was his knee down? Let's go to who knows who it is for Buck and Aikman now. Yeah, I mean, will I watch this game? How many years ago was it they canceled the game because the paint on the field was peeling?
Oh, I remember that. I had a fantasy draft that night.
We were
like, oh, perfect. We get a preseason game while we're drafting, and then
they just scrapped it.
There was no game.
We're not going to play.
They also wouldn't have played it during COVID, right?
Probably not.
What's the most memorable Hall of Fame game?
When the Bills lost with Doug Marrone.
Okay, why do I not remember that one? I remember them in the Hall of Fame game with Jerron when they were doing like an AFL celebration thing that season. And I remember the Bills in a Hall of Fame game with T.O. It would have been T.O.'s first time in a Bills uniform. And they were wearing their throwbacks, and the Titans would have been wearing the Oilers throwbacks. And I remember one play, which was the Titans running a fake punt in a preseason game for like a 50-yard touchdown.
2009, the Bills lose to the Titans in the Hall of Fame game.
Okay. That one I remember. I don't remember this Marrone one.
The Marrone one, so it's 2014. The Giants win 17-13, and the Bills gave up a late touchdown or a big touchdown. And Marrone, again, he's a football coach. I guess he's allowed to do this, but why do I remember it? He was so mad that they lost, I couldn't believe it. He was so mad. It's a Hall of Fame game, and the guy that gave up the touchdown is not going to be on your team.
Right.
How could you be so mad about this? But hey, he
was furious.
He's taking the job seriously. I guess, you know, that is his job.
Who would even? He was furious with who was at quarterback? Jabram Hamdan?
I have no idea.
That's amazing.
He was so.
It's also not that surprising.
So grumpy about it. 2014.
Okay. All right. So that's Bill's Hall of Fame game memory. I don't really remember any.
Remembering some guys from this game.
Yeah.
The first guy that popped up for the Bills is Manny Lawson.
Manny Lawson.
Right?
Yeah.
Manny Lawson's in this game.
Long edge rusher.
Sammy Watkins, Booby Dixon, Jeff Toole would have played in this game.
Okay. Toole time.
EJ Manuel played in this game.
You know what I'm currently finding? It's very hard to find preseason box scores.
Yes, it is. I know this because I have looked for them.
Yeah.
It does not bring me – I'm not proud of saying that.
I believe, actually, the Fox website is the best for it. I've never – I don't go to them for anything else statistically. They only go back to 2018, though. All right, so never mind. Yeah, they only go back to 2018.
Well, enjoy tonight. Thursday night football. We're back. We're back. Bears, Texans.
And then we get the Bears next week.
Which one of these teams is going to have the better season by what they're expected for? Bears or Texans? They're both really interesting, right? For the Texans.
Yeah, very.
Well, okay, here it is. What would be – ask about this, about the Bears and the Texans. What would be a bigger leap for you? Texans make the Super Bowl or Bears make the playoffs? Is that the fair bar? Texans make the AFC title game.
Yeah, that might be better.
Okay, Texans AFC title game or Bears playoffs?
The Bears are favored to make the playoffs. Like, it's very slight, but they're favored to make the playoffs right now by the odds. So I think the Bears making it is more likely. I think they. It's hard for me to see them not being a 9-win team at least. I mean, they won 7 last year with a quarterback. It depends if you're a Justin Fields guy. He's very talented. I just mentioned he's the only quarterback with more fumbles than Josh Allen. By the way, that's in one fewer season than Josh Allen. Is there a quarterback we've ever seen that's worse at, like, taking sacks than Justin Fields is?
It's Fields, yeah.
It's horrific.
Fields and Daniel Jones, yeah.
I mean, the dude not knowing how to read a defense has been a part of his story in Chicago, too. Like, their offense looked broken at times with him. Other times it looked great when he could really get off and run. But that team, with that offense, they won 7 games last year. And now they have a quarterback that I'm very open, maybe because of Stroud, to him just coming right in and being awesome. And I don't really see why that can't happen. Their line, I guess, is about league average, if you look, trust PFF on that. They have an amazing fleet of weapons. I mean, think of if I told you a 7-win team drastically improves a quarterback and then added Keenan Allen and Rome Odunze, what would you think they were going to do? Win 9 games, at least? 10 games, maybe?
Yeah.
Like, I think the Bears are I would bet heavily that they're going to be a team that's at least on the playoff bubble, if not in. And Houston, you know, they're I guess the Bears are this too. Are they the trendy? They're the trendy pick, right? Like, oh, you're picking the Texans to go to the Super Bowl this year. And I'm not saying they're bad at all. I like their weapons too. They added Diggs, and he's maybe their number 3. I just like to see them do it again. I guess. Like, is there going to be any figuring out of them? Are teams going to have a better idea of how to defend Stroud this season as opposed to last season? I would wonder if there's any adjustment league-wide to Houston and whether they can be limited more than they were last year.
They did, down the stretch.
The sophomore slump, if you will.
They lost Tank Dell.
Right.
So when
on a block at a goal line.
Yeah.
Remember that
so
one, like,
when
in the line.
When their season ends, they're out one of their top 2 receivers. Dell had 700 yards on 47 catches last year and 7 touchdowns as a rookie. Pretty good.
Yeah. In how many games? Not, he didn't play the whole season.
No.
Right? Probably like 10 games, 10, 11 games, whatever it was. It wasn't a full season. So super impressive.
So he was out when they went out. He played in 11, yeah. 11 games. He had 700 yards, Tank Dell.
And, like, maybe they – listen, I'm theorizing that they could be some adjustment to them. It doesn't have to happen. I mean, they went in – teams would have had all season to do it. The Dolphins got adjusted to as the year went on. And Houston, what happened to them? They went to the playoffs and played – arguably the best defense in football, and hung 45 on them in Cleveland. So maybe there is no figuring them out. They got stopped by Baltimore. But I'd be, you know, the AFC has got a lot of contenders. So it's not crazy to me at all to think that, oh, they lost to Baltimore in a playoff game again, or they lost to the Bills, or they lost to Kansas City because they ended up lining up in the second round, or they lost to whoever. Like, there's enough teams, juggernauts in the AFC, where, like, I wouldn't be surprised at all if we saw Houston bounce out early in the playoffs.
Bills will play the Texans this year. They will play the Bears only in the preseason, not in the regular season. Preseason game number one is next week. Blue and red tomorrow at the stadium. Get a chance to see Keon Coleman tomorrow at the stadium if you've been coming out the camp.
Yeah.
You've been watching him a little bit here. Get a chance to get your first eyes on him at the stadium tomorrow.
The game day procedure I saw is very similar to, well, the practice procedure is similar to a game day procedure. Like, Abbott's closed. Like, there are road closures. WBN, our sister station, has all that on their website. And I've now... My favorite idea for Allen's helmet is the idea I thought of yesterday, which is him wearing a normal Bills helmet, but the logo is the drawing from his rookie season. That's the one. There's really not much else he could do if he's going to keep this up. Wherever
Zubas?
Year he comes out with a new helmet.
No Zubas? Could do that.
Zubas with what, the red jersey?
Yeah,
well,
sure.
He'll be wearing the red jersey because that's what the quarterbacks wear.
Yeah. 803-0550, we are live at St. John Fisher. Another practice on the way today. Bills training camp coverage is from St. John Fisher, presented by Admar Construction, the equipment you need when you need it. Brought to you in part by Fiegel Carr and Joyce, your border attorneys. By Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's a place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by your Western New York Ford dealers and the all-purpose affordable Ford Bronco Sport. When we return, there was a viral highlight yesterday. It was not a viral catch, but it was a viral play involving Xavier Worthy of the Chiefs. If you didn't see it, we'll make sure we retweet it and send it out there and tell you all about it. But not exactly a good play for Mr. Xavier Worthy. I want to talk about it because I think it provides important context and potentially a stupid idea for covering training camps going forward. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.